kind of a pro for Jim Baker that he'd look like Richard Simmons and be the same fucking guy? It's the same face, man. Put a little pro on him and let him go out, you know. He should just go ahead and embrace it. Jim and Tammy Baker, what a couple of fucking creeps. He should be serving fucking breakfast somewhere at a truck stop. The late shit, 4 in the morning. Missouri, Midwest somewhere. On a turnpike.
Never see that.
I can't believe you're outside of some of the news there.
Me and Jim are down to the last 37,000.
Is it like $37,000? Yeah, it's depressing. How many feel like you can make a fucking brand new clean start in life on 37 tax-free fucking college dollars? $37,000. Yeah, I could get a Winslow franchise or something happen over there. Come on, 37 fucking grand? Oh, these pigs, these fucking pigs. I never really thought Jesus was going to come back, you know, until this shit, until this mess. And I think he's going to come back and he's going to stick his foot up both of their asses and make a pair of house slippers out of them. Yeah, Jim and Tammy house slippers. The church, what a year for the fucking church. Me. Baker, Paul Roberts, Jerry Flow. It's a pretty good time to be an ex-preacher, folks. Yeah, I read the Bible. A lot more than these guys did, honestly. That's back before you had a water slide and a fucking amusement park. Back when your goals were to, you know, try and help people and, you know, make you familiar with God's relationship with man. That was before, you know, fucking recreational park vision. That Jesus shopping mall where the Christian doesn't have to shop with the heathen. God's mall, come on down. Some of you have been upset because you've actually had to share the aisle with the heathen, the unbeliever. Heathen is denied God, but come on down to God's mall. 129 store complex that the Lord allowed us to raise money for and build. And swaggered on this fucking pussy. I fucking Penthouse Magazine, April of this year, and fucking challenged this guy to a fucking debate anytime, any fucking word. Bring your book. This guy's like the Hitler of gospel television. Yes. Whiny voice. I was reading Mein Kampf from the fear. I mean, the Bible. Jesus said there's only one way. I think it was. Yeah, it was Jesus who said that. There's only fucking one way. Yeah, his way. Get in. I'm driving. I'm in the swagger land. He's got that wimpy fucking self-righteous prick fucking voice attitude, man. Like he's got some kind of inside track with God. I just like to share it all with us, but he can't. Like a Louisville slugger, man, and grease it on one end. Yeah, I don't know what we're gonna do. We're down $2 million. We're having to get some more stations, though. We're cutting back in our missionaries. I just want to walk with him and go, well, Jimmy, if you learn what a fucking budget was instead of work with it and stay in it, if you'd ask your followers how much do we get every month to work with that amount instead of trying to do so much fucking work for the Lord, you would have to get out here and con people, would you, and act like you have crime with no fucking tears or even sleeping like a bad soap opera. I hate that. There's no fucking tears with this guy. Yeah, they're big fucking scammers, man. And I'm their nightmare, folks. I don't mind the church, man. We fucking raise fucking cash to put an air conditioner in a fucking doghouse.
Yeah, you can't get a massage, Jim.
$5,000.
And they're so stupid, they think their followers are 5 fucking years old. Sometimes I think maybe they are, man. Christians fucking piss me fucking off. They're so dumb.
God
goddamn Oral Roberts. Yeah, I saw 900 foot Jesus. That's why my face looks like this.
That kind of squint eyes got there, you know.
Yeah, before I worked for the Lord, I used to scrub midgets in the circus. It was my job, but I couldn't make like it too.
And yeah, I was like, what a fucking slimy, eel human fucking being.
900 foot Jesus. Where's the fucking footprints, or huh? Lord doesn't leave footprints. No, he walks by the Spirit.
And then they got you in this fucking double trump bullshit.
What a scam. $8.5 million, I've got the habit. I'm a dead man, this came down from the Lord.
Yeah, it's a dream relationship I've always wanted, God. I want him to extort money on my fucking soul.
Yeah. And people buy it. Well, we've got to help Oral get out of this. Sell something. Get in your watch.
And Christians, man, you want to go just kick him in the fucking ass? But how dumb are you? How can this guy fucking tell you that God is holding his hand like a fucking... God's a terrorist now. Yeah, he's taking fucking hostages. It's not safe to go to church. Fucking prick. God ought to take his fucking ass out of this. That guy just finally prayed for me. He went, hey! I'm son of a bitch, you see me?
There's a lot of stuff there, man. I'm telling you, the New Testament's worth reading. Just don't read it around anybody who's saved.
Anybody who fucking thinks they read and understand it, man. Just get away from it. But it's got some cool shit in it. Man, I read it for a long time. It was, well, it used to be the old job, folks. But yeah, there's nothing there like these guys talking about.
How about Sardis? If you read the Bible, you should keep a storyline on it, you know. He's the son of God. So he's sent back. And he's not going to be some kind of example or something. But, what a fucking thing to have to accept, especially for Joseph, man. Huh? You know, Joseph's following him around his whole life going, yeah, you better be the son of God, I'll tell you that. Last time I take a job out of town.
Okay. I know you wouldn't lie to me. Could be just somebody wandering through the garden, right? Yeah, but God, all right.
Yeah, you're going to have a son and his name.
Oh, fucking angel trick. How many of you have seen it before? Lord Jesus, kind of looking at it for the intimidation.
And then their
friends would take advantage of it because it could do miracles. So, 5,000 people would show up with no food. Not a fucking bite. You know, they didn't need a miracle. They were too lazy to pack a fucking sandwich for the day. You know, they're home, honey, should we take some food? No, that's right. Jesus will get it. Jesus will get it. He loves to do this shit. He's trying to preach. He's trying to share miracles. Huh? What? 5,000 of you that want me to brought a sandwich? No, let me get it! How about Tulsa, huh?
You're great, you fucking lazy bitch.
And Jesus, the miracle caterer. How many of you actually from out here? How many are from like California? Yeah. You have any 4 million people that are just like checking out?
Yeah,
that's a beautiful amount of town. I'm originally from Illinois. I had to run away from that fucking statement. We got the fuck out, dude. I was in Peoria originally, and I realized that's where I was. What the fuck? Where's the beach? Where are we going to get there? I was actually born in Yakima, Washington.
Lovely.
It's about 34 miles outside Seattle or something like that. And after 3 months, my folks said, hey, I wonder if there's a place more fucked up than this. Man, this is too close to the bay, man. Wait, there's a town called Peoria, Illinois, that just has a big fucking tractor factory, and, oh yeah, that'd be a fun place, right? I've got 15 in hand, and what the fuck? Rebels are coming up, little Sam, why don't you just lose a few teeth and grab a tractor and hang out, man? Yeah, Hollywood's wild when he first came out to check it out. Yeah, the Universal Studios tour, it's mandatory. They have those bad fucking effects, those bored tour guides. Yeah. Well, Jim, no, you're taking the old road we never use. You know what I mean? It's not worrying for it. Oh no, not the broken down bridge that they warned us not to put a ride over. You're not taking that, are you? Well, folks, it's out of our hands. I guess he's just a testy tram driver today. You just want to get a guy that has AIDS, that's made a deal for you to take care of his family, to allow himself to be shot in the fucking head while he's driving the train. Just to shake the tour guide out of him. What, they look like alien visitors. Shit, you got to lay behind the wheel. Oh, we can make those things exciting. Shit. Fucking Jaws. I haven't seen the Jaws. Well, I can see those Kong now and again. I haven't seen a Kong.
Me too.
I'm sure it's really scary.
It's
more than you. This is scary, man. These are the people that are divorced and showing pictures of their fucking wedding. Blown up, life size. This is a girl you were happy of! Oh! Oh! Right, you'll never get off. You'll blow your own fucking brains out! The marriage ride. Buckle up, fasten up, and welcome to hell! It's scary shit, those that are married to us. Yeah. 2 years, just about, both guys here. No kids, though. I fucking got lucky. No fucking kids. Only Sammy's running around. I don't have an ex-wife call. Maybe we can go on. You talk to me.
Daddy, your mommy said you're fucking handsome. You don't give us any money. We don't have to call Michelle and her.
Hey, Daddy, how's you doing? Merry Christmas to you too, okay? I wish I could be there with you, but I'm here by the pool. But no kids, no kids.
Thank you.
Boy, I know, man. I like hearing the divorce family. I do that shit all the time. Tell your dad, why do you tell your mom? You're the courier. Hey, yeah, Dad, Mom said you're a dick, man. And Dad said, kiss his fucking rich ass, Mom. The courier.
Nice shoes.
Nice shoes?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be one to try to get my attention for some public humiliation, would you? It sounds like a lot of fun going in. Let's just say something. And then, see, what I go for is not doing shorty, man. I don't go like, yeah, fuck your mom, or fuck you, or boys. I like to work on you psychologically when you fucking snap. And you get out on the freeway and go, oh, who cut me off? Just make them spin out. I think a lot of the fucking highway shootings are responsible because I think there are people that left my fucking show. Oh, I wish I never saw him! Oh! Oh, what a fantasy to live out, huh? Who's ever fucking doing this, man? I know that's why people aren't as shook up about it as they should be, because they think, the only guys are getting their fuckers that deserve to die. But it is, come on, see all the fantasy, man, come on. To drive out there with a fucking loaded gun going, come on, you know what's to play. Come on, who's in a hurry? Come on. Come on. Oh, I'm ready for you, man. Hey, Mom, where you at? Yeah, Mr. Bell on the highway. How am I going to catch this guy? It's just going to be wild. Let's meet the guy that they shot really fucking deserved to be fucking shot for some bad driving. Sometimes, man, you just wish you could ram your car into fucking people, man.
Yeah!
You wish you know how many violent crimes you've done down the past. Because you just know you're not going to hit them. That's what pisses you off. They do a fucking thing, you know, because they know, you know, you got to fucking slam your brakes on. They're not going to hurt your car, but some of these will. Yeah, we didn't count on that. Just taking it a step further, folks. Wait a second, what am I taking that out of the car for? Where's that? I left that fucking town. I was in Canada last week. I came back, man. Whoa, what did I miss? Well, where's it all happen? It's basically happening in Southland, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right here, huh?
Yeah.
There hasn't been any shootings on Fountain, though, has there?
No.
Now, see? Right there? Is Fountain Avenue the greatest fucking street in the world, folks? Come on, because that's close to the truth here. There's a B&B here tonight, but don't worry about it. You can talk freely. This kid and his wife would have been permanently expired, smart ass. But, no, come on. How many, you know, a lot of us are drinking tonight, and we're going to drive. We're not bragging about it. We're not doing all the fucking happy dance. But it's going to happen. Come on. And most of us, come on. Come on. Most of us know what we're fucking doing. Because we do it a lot. So we're used to operating sufficiently at that chemical fucking level. It's these fuckers that take their job seriously, that go to church, that live a good life, and all of a sudden their life starts to fall apart. They go out, they go out and get smashed, and they never drove that way before. They slide in their fucking school bus, take 20 kids out. We take the heat for it! Held the wheel with your knee. Yeah. You guys are back on the other side. All right, get those names. The watch plate. I may or may have. How I'm trying to get the way of what's his name is, man. So I may or may not have done that. I don't know. Oliver North, man, this guy. I may or may not have done that. Yeah, we know that. That's where we're kind of looking for a fucking answer and a confirmation to one of those fucking torches. Well, he was good, though. Wasn't he? I like that. You know, fucking kicks some ass. It was like, Mr. Chairman, if you will look on Section 17, Article 30, there's a diagram of my ass that I'd like you and the other senators here to kiss. You fuckers were blowing page boys in the men's room. I was leading troops down the Ho Chi Minh Trail. I work for the President of the United States. I'll get my fucking ass. And Poindexter was the guy. Forget about it. Poindexter shows up and says, yeah, I did whatever you said. Yeah, whatever it is. Where's the check? It's one of you guys. Give me the fucking check. Yeah, whatever it is. I go over the fucking pipe. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I did. I fucking shot Kennedy. I was with Manson. Like, whatever you say. Yeah, I fucking did it all. Come on. Just give me the fucking bill. Let's get out of here. Let's get someplace for fucking lunch. I did it all. I did whatever you fucking said. Me, I did it! That was one of those answers. So cool, man. The guy says, did you intend to mislead Congress? He goes, sir, with my intention to mislead everybody. This guy, I'm going, yeah, he's going, I'm getting a fucking check for this whole thing. My brother's wife was a fucking bitch. How bad in prison would it be, you know? I heard I got a TV to myself, so I did it all. I did it all. I shot Kennedy in the fucking head. All right, that was me. Wasn't on the wrong. I did whatever you said. Give me the fucking check. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious, folks. Come on. Right. You know how the government works. They're just doing their fucking job. They're trying to make it look like, you know, the Congress is trying to make it look like there's a government within a government, which there's not. But they can't say, yeah, Reagan knows about it. So they got to act like they did all this shit on their own. So it's, you know, I just like the fact that they didn't break their fucking promise. You know, Congress couldn't get it out. Hold on, we're just making some notes. We're making fun of the guys, joking, and loading pipes. It's not backgammon, dude. It's a center hearing. Well, country seems to be in good hands, man. This is fucking America. What's the problem? Let's put the walls in. Well, fuck you. We tried it out. All of you kiss our ass. It's over now. You're on your own. Communistic government rule. We'll be over here running video games or something. Yeah, fuck these dicks, man. Fuck me. They all fucking play. We are the world. Yeah, sure. I'll remember that next time we get a fucking heat-sinking missile inside one of our naval carriers and we lose 38 fucking men. I remember how much we are the world. Let's feed everybody and make life wonderful. Yeah, fuck you. Middle East kids. You don't understand, Gaddafi. It's taken men and trained them from the time of little boys to be killers, to be assassins, and he goes in all the world. Like, yeah. Here's what we do. We take a guy, we train for 5 minutes. At the beginning, we take that, see this button? When that light goes on, push it. Let me turn your fucking guys into mist, alright? That's how we're gonna take care of them. That's what they want. This right here, you need a sandwich while I'm working on it. I bring the order to the trained assassins. See how dangerous they are as a window cleaner. Into a fucking light mist. With the army, I got it all over me.
Third topic.
Yeah. And another, some new writers. You're the guys. Now save by retorts. Are you fucking barking in the dark about? Can the possessed get in free tonight? Is it free tonight? All those with demons are now free. Sunday night, San Francisco. If you want to see the possessed, man, go down to Ben Frank's down here after about 2 in the morning. There's people with 3 orders coming out at once. All kinds of demons are eating in Jimmy. Conversations down there too, you know. The guy says, you know, I was here before. I was a great leader in the Mideast. I built pyramids. I have statues over there in my images. Like, yeah, hey, Pharaoh, do me a favor, pass the fucking ketchup. And the reincarnation of all the ABCs. Yeah. Sexual technique. Oh, you know, I'm licking the It was done out of an effort to try and help them save their cars, their homes, their businesses, their personal bank accounts. Yeah, man, because I was married twice. And I thought, hey, if I learn how to fuck really good, I'm going to have to give away everything I own every 5 fucking years! This was the beginning revelation. Yeah, man, I was like, fuck. I don't know how to do this right. Because you can't suck a dick. Come on, you can't. What are you going to do? Put on a dress and be some guy's fucking bitch, clean his house for him, have a little dinner you made for him, share the razor with him in the morning? Come on, man. What kind of life? Of course, you know, all these gay guys now have this new sign that says, lose weight, ask me how. You can go to their life. It really works. I can't keep anything on.
He's going to the bathroom.
Hey, I tell you, I'm only conscious enough of it that I'm really careful when I use a men's room. in a public place, man, because you can't fuck around. You have to use your foot for everything.
No, but oh, you used to open the door. Flush the toilet. Sit on the sink. You know, I don't even take it to fucking business meetings, man. I meet these fucking directors and actors on there. It's like, yeah, hi, all right, put it in me. It's just the age here, man. It's, you know, you look a little feminine, dude. You know, I just don't want to make it stack any contaminated saliva on your fucking hands here.
Steve's taking a piss.
I'm just shaking my shoe. Thank you very much. And they want us to wear condoms and rubbers, man. Do we want to wear rubbers, guys? And it's such an insult to the woman.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you basically telling her when you have to put a rubber on, you know? So you don't want to hurt your feelings, but I'm just going to put a sock and a fucking floor sock on. Complete shoe and sock. I don't say anything about your sexual past, but I'm going to put a swim fin and a pair of goggles on my dick here. The protection first, safety first, safety first. And it's so romantic. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Can't do it. Are you a rubber man, Dean? You can't do that, can you? No, man, you can't do that. That's not real, you know. Then you gotta, gross. They're laying around the fucking house. The dog pulls it out when you have plenty of it. I don't have a problem. Get out of here, Mr. Scruffy! Mr. Scruffy! Shame on you! Come here, dog, come here. Burn him, alright? You better now? I know, I've never had that fashion. My folks always thought you could either have a nice house or a dog in the fucking house, you could do the same thing. So I kind of been affected by it. But every girl I see, for some reason, collects 10 to 12 fucking cats. What is this thing with women and fucking cats, man? They've got to have cats.
Pussy!
10 Nugent, man. Ted's a friend of mine. He's telling me that when they're out in Texas on tour and stuff, they go to these fucking care shelters. And they go in, they each get a cat, they don't try to give it a home. So you get about 10 or 12 cats, we go in the desert, and they let them out, you know. All right. Bam! 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 These fucking live cats. I thought that was cool. But I couldn't do it personally, ladies. I could get a kick out of Washington. And then, you know, fucking cats, man. It's from... You never see it. Well, all right, one guy. I know one guy that has a cat. But, as a comic, it's not here tonight to defend him, so. But,
yeah, you never see a guy with a cat.
Come on, dude. What's that? Huh? Yeah, but whatever. Whatever the fuck. Will these spiritsmen of the world speaking to you guys? Or, wait, it's a seance. Wait, it's Mr. Green Jeans. He wants to speak to us from the grave. The seance of Mr. Green Jeans. Speak to us, Mr. Green Jeans. Speak to us. Yeah, speak to you. I didn't know the show would last 35 years. I thought it'd be on 2 seasons. I didn't know I'd be Mr. Green Jeans my whole life. Oh, I was an outlaw. I got to beat my wife. I was responsible for 8 of the 9 soldiers. You know, I said, oh, shut up, Mr. Green Jeans. We don't want to hear anymore, Mr. Green Jeans. Mr. Green Jeans, you know Mr. Green Jeans kick, right?
Yeah,
that's the thing of the joke, folks. Thanks. Jump in there anytime, yeah, like he can't be replaced.
He died. Put it.
Mr. Green Jeans.
He's on Captain Kangaroo.
With, you know this guy thought it was 2 or 3 seasons. You know, he'd have to spend his entire fucking life with Captain Kangaroo. Hi there, Mr. Green Jeans. I didn't know the last 3 years either. How are you? Yeah, I want to be taking serious removal roles too. And now you got Frank Langella. You seen this one? Masters of the Universe. Because I've seen a billboard for it and it says Frank Langella as Skeletor. That's got to go wrong with his fucking favorite roles of all time, huh? This guy's probably living in a cedar right now on a trailer for it. Oh, he thought he was hot shit as Dracula. Remember, he thought he was just gonna swoop the fucking women off their feet. He's gonna be the new hero. People are like, ah! Oh, oh, Dracula's a fag. Yeah, we're all scared. Get the fuck off the scene. Dang, bring back Bela Lugosi. This guy was for real. I remember he used to fucking shoot up with morphine and go down and hang out at night court to get his fucking characters name. My kind of man. I guess the Bela Lugosi story is finished. Yeah, okay. Now, for being out in time, you're my crowd. You're not just a random crowd that I invaded who came to see me, so most of you are protected. Because if you're not just a regular crowd, I'd take their fucking heads off. I want to be the comic nightmare. Oh, God. Oh, are you my old blaster teacher of the metal pain? I went to Hawaii, so I had this fucking tan. Huh? What tan? What's tan line? Your mom knows all about it. Go home and ask her. Ask her about that special sunscreen I put on her back. Sunscreen number 7. Come on, that's what guys have to do. They're not going to come on your back, ladies. Sneak out of your house, steal some money out of your purse, and never call you again. That's what guys like to do best. It's the guys you fucking leave us for. Alright, but. Did you ever notice that? I swear to God, you treat women like shit, man. You can't fucking beat them off of you. You put one of them, you pick one of them that you really love, and you put them up on a pedestal, and you do everything, you give them your heart, and they fucking eat it like a sandwich. Yeah. You know, this is your feeling? I think you're I'm glad you didn't allow me to take it fucking seriously, you lying, dripping fucking bitch. I get mad, man. I get fucking insane about love, you know, because you do care. Fuck that, man. You do fucking care, and it rips your fucking heart out, and it takes that much more to get involved with the next one. That's what you want to put on, basically. You just go, fuck, right? You know. You go to all the trouble meeting somebody else, and you don't even fucking know anything about them, and it takes them a year to realize how cool you really are. You know? You can't know them immediately and all that stuff. But I don't have that problem right now. I'm in the middle of a Vengeance Buck Jamboree. Yeah, that's the ultimate answer. If you can get some guy that really pisses you off and take his girlfriend from him, and then just do every nasty, dark, sexual thing you can think of. And have her go, that's not enough. You've opened me up to new things. I want more. You gotta do this. Now it's illegal, I guess, to buy it over the counter in California. You have to go to Las Vegas or someplace. But you gotta get some amyl nitrate. You've got to fucking amyl nitrate before you buy it. Promise yourself, be at locker room rush, whatever they call it. Promise yourself you will fuck on this stuff.
Yeah!
Oh, God, you will fuck like a warrior from the 15th century. Have you done it yet, Dean? Have you fucking done it? Come on, you're a man of the world, you piano-playing bastard from hell! Have you done it? Maybe. You may or may not have done that. Doesn't recall. Well, Skull was here. Skull would help you remember, mister. I had a guy the other day, a couple of Sundays ago, with his head buttered him. He really fucking head buttered you. Oh, it's too funny. I put a biker on the audience over there and said, hey, man, help me remember some stuff, man. This guy hit fucking for no reason. It's that kind of fun every Sunday night here, folks. Let's say it again. That's fine. I leave the 16-year-olds in the blood-warm pool. I'll come down so I don't miss this. Boy, it's just a... I freaked my neighbors out. I dyed my pool red. And, now they think I'm swimming in warm blood. They're like, oh, my God, oh, blood! Oh, he's filling the swimming pool with human blood! Oh, oh. I'm the dream neighbor, man. I am the
the fucking Pimp Game. I gotta tell you. This is a killer house payment, folks. The cars that used to be worth what this fucking house payment is every month. But the neighbors are all old guys, you know. They're all really reserved. And honey, this is our dream house up here in the hills. We can see everything. And they just have life the way they want it. And guess who moves in? They hear the whine of about 6 or 7 cars every night about 2 in the morning coming to my house. You hear them coming up the canyon, oh fuck, here comes the army of partiers. You know, and what, you know, the guys are nice enough to not party till they get to the house. They don't do any drinking, they don't do any smoking, any drugs, anything like that, till they actually get to the house. They're good drivers. And then, yeah, people going, don't fucking try to sell us their shit. We don't want to knock us there. Now, the DMV is here from the old man. They're good friends of mine. I make some jokes for them every once in a while and keep them laughing. You want these guys happy, folks. Trust me. You want them happy. Oh. Huh? Yeah, party's been at my house for about a fucking week. And the furniture got there. I said, hey, maybe we better pull this shit out of this stuff because it's getting broken. It's one thing when there's nothing in the house just to pull. We dyed red so people, the neighbors think we're swimming in human blood. Remember this, family. Hey, Dracula would do it. I want to paint the fucking thing black. I want to call them the pasture of the pool black. That's the new thing now. And then that gives you water out more depth and shit. But then I want to dye the water red. Okay, enough about my pitiful small fucking dreams. Let's get back here. Just like, you know, you gotta make the neighbor's life interesting, you know? This guy can see right across, and he's right there on the fucking point of my house. And he can see right across in the fucking pool, and he's an old fucker, and sometimes there's girls up there swimming in, well, what should have been a suit. And, this guy's hanging on the side of his house, like he's water. Saying out, Mr. Sammy Staff. Come on, girls. I love women. How can you not fucking love women? Women are so sweet. They really are. They tell me everything about being deceiving, lying. Kind of fucking really hurt your feelings and not raise your voice. They tell me all these fucking tricks. But if anything has brought romance back into life, it's been the disease age. Yeah. It really has. It just makes you want to fall in love and not ever have a sunken dick. We're driving down to Santa Monica and Western. Santa Monica, boy, what a lifestyle. Cruising for dick. Can you imagine that? Hi, guys. Want to go for a ride? Oh, yeah, I don't think I do very well in that business, folks. I've been liking the girls a lot lately. And I've been trying to stay away, but young girls are showing up in my life, and it's tough. What do you know? You know? Shit, 33, and you're not supposed to be doing stuff like this, but you can't help yourself. What are you gonna do, huh? It's not more than a rainbow. You got too fucking crazy, man. They're nuts down there. Yeah, but the chicks are fucking out of their minds, man. I thought they had sexual energy. I thought they were like 18, 19-year-old girls. Oh, this will be fucking fun. And then you find out it's not sexual energy. They're like 2 hours away from a nervous fucking meal for the dance. They don't have any money. They don't have a ride home. Their whole life is a miserable fucking mess, and they want to blame you for it. I swear to God, I had a couple of them, they come spend the night, you know, and the next morning, you are the reason they're looking. Oh, I guess you're just going to put me out of the street! Well, that's where I fucking met you 7 hours ago, so I just... God, man, like, fuck you! Yeah, no, just come on in and move into my fucking house, man. Come on, no. Sure, here's the fucking car keys. I'll get another one, all right? I don't want to make you happy. I've known you for 7 hours. Here, take my fucking cash. My gold card, you know, fuck you, man. And they're pros. These little fucking bitches are pros. These Hollywood bitches are psychotic fucking pros, man. I know that's this. Go to your house and get a syringe, and we'll take some blood out of my neck and we shoot it in my mouth when I come.
So, yeah, you're the one I want to take over to mom. You ready for this, LG? We have dinner with my folks next weekend. I'm going to introduce you to them. I guess I'll be sucking your own blood while she comes. Yeah, I bet you're from Hollywood. Here's a wild guess. I bet you're from fucking Hollywood. Oh, there's some scary girls out there. And I want them. I want to scare them.
It's not true. There's some fucking guys out there that are so sick. They come in, they go, you need a beer. Here's $200. Just beat my ass. I'm not that rich, folks. You know? I'm going to throw some real cash away. Why would you pay a woman to take a fucking whip and beat your fucking ass? That would be a bitch and a half, the front and first, but then they give her $200 and when they give her one, they have to give her a separate week. Dang it. What is that stupid sex shit about, man? Oh, I don't understand it, folks. I'm going to make them. I can get as nasty, probably nastier than most people. They don't understand spanking. Now, if it's the woman, then it can be creative.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even want to get into this. It's too intimate. It's too...
The next portion of the act is so revealing. It's so revealing. You may want to leave the theater. Okay, I know a little bit about it. But it's not spanking per se. What you do is they're on top, and just about the time they're about to start their orgasm, you just pop them lightly, just on the edge of pain, not enough to hurt. And then with no rhythm. Because that way they don't know when the next one's coming. You know, it's a kind of humiliation, you know, sexual fulfillment. You know, feel like down here. And so what you're saying is, when you actually spank the ass of the woman you love, of course, everybody remembers from Marlo, but there's people out there going, oh, we've heard too much. We have to go back to the church and report. He lost his mind!
No, you can't be mean to them. You gotta be sweet to them. You can't spank them. You can't kick them, beat them, slap them. You can't grab their hair. If you only had a couple more hormones, honey. Because, you know, fuck, it's cool, man. And plus, once you smack women around, they never forget it, and it's never the same. Right, ladies?
Yeah!
But you can do something.
Sure.
But his name is Trace. Is that, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, this is weird.
Hey, what? What was wrong? Did she make the house or what was wrong? I missed your mother's apple.
Yippee!
What? What are you talking about? Shut up. I hit you. Oh, let's see. This fucking bed, honey, is too small. We've got to get a bigger bed. I can't keep doing this to you. Let me get your cold rag. You go in the kitchen, you pop that butt. Oh, yeah. What else are you going to do? Hey, you have to be sweet to them, right? Gene and I talk about all the time. Of course, every guy's got that one woman that started my fucking career. You know what I mean? Yeah, that one woman that just ripped your fucking heart out. I was with Michael J. Fox last night and a couple people, and they had a name. Every fucking guy's got a name. Every fucking single guy. What's the guy? What's the woman? I mean, what's the guy that just treated you like dirt? Who's the man that just shot on your back, stole money out of your wallet, and left you in the hotel? What was his name? Now, you had a girl, right, that just ripped it out and broke your fucking heart. What was her name?
Becky!
I heard her say it. Oh, thank you. Right, what was her name, man? Think about it. I think about it every time I see somebody right across in front of my car. And it looks like Kelly! Yeah. Hey, what was your name? Every guy, right? What's her name? Did you ever have a woman? Did you ever have a woman just break? What was the woman that broke your fucking heart, man? What's the name?
Mary.
Mary? Come here and tell me about it. What's your prayer, ladies and gentlemen? She was six.
How old are you?
I was four. It wasn't a thing. I wasn't 20 and she was six. I was four and she was six, but she knew. She knew, Sam. She knew, Sam. She showed me. She said, come here, I'll show you. Look at this. And she said, look. I know you. Your mother lives in a warehouse and your father, but you've never seen this. This is what it's about. There was no hair. It wasn't like you said. It wasn't all that stuff. It was just a ever since.
Yesterday for some of us. Name. What was her last name? You may have married her. Verdick. Verdick.
She left you. You tell us what would happen. Your ass wasn't big enough. Marge, but we're talking about the murderous Marge. Now you ask the ladies about Marge. They know about Marge. Marge had a fat clip. She dumps you. I know your heart is fucking broke. It ain't your heart. That's broke. What is broke is your fucking ego.
I got one man, her name was fucking Kate.
Kate the fucking cunt bitch.
See, I was spending all my fucking money, Richard, to come out here, man. I was gonna sit down here and I was gonna live good for a couple years while I was going through all this fucking shit. And this fucking bitch, man, spent all my money with me in a year and then decided to go to New York to be a fucking actress. Instead of coming out here where 90% of the fucking industry is, she wants to go to New York where she's at a restaurant tonight going, today, soup is cream of broccoli. I'll be back in a second. She came to Caroline's, man, 5 years later and saw me and wanted to get back. I said, you've got to be fucking kidding. She goes,
no, we can make it work now.
I don't know why you said that. Because you had someone else.
Well, yeah, me. I thought it was me. I didn't want to share that shit with her. Man. Let her go get a guy that has a dick about the size of my thumb on his best fucking dick. Yeah, sure. You're a nicer guy than I am. I hate these fucking bitches when they break my fucking...
It ain't a dick. Well, no, that was him.
No.
That was Marge Nodek or whatever.
No, it's a dick.
Oh, you mean the guy?
It ain't a dick, man.
Yeah, but you don't want him to leave you for a guy that has a bigger dick. You'd rather think you ended up with a guy with like a big.
No, it doesn't matter. You see, it doesn't matter because they got dicks too. They got dicks too in their mind. That's how they fuck over us.
I think I see a fork in the road coming here. You're nicer to them than I am, man. They can go to fucking hell. I'm the doorman. I'll give them a seat by the fucking fire, man. Table for one, yeah. Deceiver, your party is ready. Deceiver, table for one by the fire. Let's go. I want them to be going around fucking Kentucky Fried Chickens in their clothes, waiting for the place to close so they can go up and eat out of the fucking garbage bin. And mumble my name.
I fall in love. They hate that. If a woman tells you you can't do something and you say, look, I don't do that. And she says, well, we'll see. And during the period of time that she knows you, she'll make you do that thing that you hate. And once you do it, she'll say, you ain't shit.
Yeah, once you give it up to him. Yeah,
you don't keep your word.
Let me get a pen. I'm going to write some of this down here. I'm going to make some notes, and that's true. That's fucking true, man.
I love him. I wouldn't give him up.
Well, yeah, what are you going to do?
I wouldn't give up for asshole.
Well, that's the difference between us and Richard Simmons. I thought it was time this guy had a good diet going, you know what I mean? Hey, that's my lady, and we know how sandwich, we know your favorite sandwich, Ashley! No, I'm gonna hang, man. You kidding? All of us guys appreciate you fucking breaking out some information here, boys. Fucking cocky new comics coming up. They think they can take on the old masters, dude. You are the fucking king, dude. I will always sit at your fucking feet because you're the best. Love you, Richard.
I appreciate it, but I want to say something about it because I heard you and you're good. With them and they want to laugh because they're scared. You scare people in a good way because they need it, they want to get it out, and they're angry. Everybody's fucking crazy in this country. They're fucking crazy. That's why you have these people in the freeway shooting and shit and all that stuff, and they're crazy. But what they want to do is get their dick hard. They want their dick to be hard, and they want the lady that gives them the pussy to like it hard. That's the guy next door. Yeah. Women! Ooh. They fucking up. Believe me, son.
Scream is for real, dude. You know. Oh! Even the original being funked.
No, this
is great. What else have we got? They haven't made the fucking perfect artificial pussy yet. See those things at the drugstore, you know what I mean? Those things look like fucking sink stompers and shit, man. No matter why, they don't even, you know, the pocket pal, yeah, great.
only truck driver, you know? There's no fucking way to go, man. You gotta come back.
Have you ever been jacking along and you just lose the beat?
I may or may not have. Hey, let me talk to my lawyer. My attorney says I may or may not have. Lose the beat.
Yes, say something!
This man gave me a joint 5 days ago.
Figuratively speaking.
What kind of joint do you think I'm talking about? Get the fuck out of here! So, anything for like 4.5 years, right? Joint, right? And I was crazy! In the parking lot! There was nobody around! And you all going, what the fuck, who gave? There was nobody around! But Sam, I was fucked up!
I remember, I rode with you, I remember. I thought Sunset Whittier was real fun. Well, I went him in the back seat.
I took him to my room, you and Mitchell, right? I took you guys to my room. It was just you and Mitchell, right?
Yeah, because I remember you driving because I didn't have a legal driver's license and I just got mine Friday, guys. And... we were sliding over Sunset. The Sammy's expired license and then, I go, oh my God, who did we give a license to? Who is he? That was nice. That was fun.
That was great. That was cool. That's great. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
You were telling me about now this, the woman you loved and that married was a Christian.
The Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah. Can
you say that?
I think you ought to pick a wrench.
She's something, man. She was something. I knew her before she became a witness. And I got to tell you, it's a different woman. It's a different...
Yeah, the philosophy.
It's a different...
So, in other words, she's not the woman that...
It's
not the same one.
No.
Looks like her, wears the same clothes.
It looks
clothes.
Like her, got the same shirt. Kind of clothes, except for the clothes she brought after we were married. Sam, I love religion, and I love religious people. This bitch is crazy.
It's like sharing it with another guy, man. The God thing is tough to put God first, man. Oh. And you're not supposed to. I can get you scriptures where you can bust her if you want her out of the book. I'll be sending you one with some Corinthians 5:2 that says, hey, the woman is supposed to submit to the man, whether he's saved or not. Say it like that, suck on it! Such a good fucking time. Why is he yelling out, why have you forsaken me?
You want to answer that? I listen to you about preachers, and I listen to people, and I'm just talking me, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just being me. I don't think Jesus was born of a woman who didn't know who her, she thought to give
him. Yeah, I think Joseph had some questions on that, too. Oh, yeah.
See, God's got to say this up. This bitch is a motherfucker.
I think you may have, that was the last time Joseph took a job out of town, dude. The sure was God, honey, right? Yeah, the sure was God. Well, long as you're sure. He said he was God when he put it in. We go to the core, folks.
I just try to make it so funny. If you believe what you believe, because it's day Sunday, and it's not the day you're supposed to worship. I'm brainwashed. But I don't give a fuck. Whatever day you worship is the day. But it don't matter if Jesus knew his father was God. He wasn't so brave getting on a fucking cross.
This woman is a Jehovah's Witness, isn't she?
If Jesus was just a carpenter, and he didn't know, and he just said, well, maybe this is the right way, he is a bad motherfucker. To me,
I think it's why she's got her head in all.
never thought I'd see Brian sit over and go,
I don't understand if the day that we worship on is how you can separate.
On a Sunday night. Is this the way to spend Sunday night?
No, I'm talking about Jesus in a nightclub.
Are we doing our job or not? I'd like to get some pussy with that.
Friends, you better not be a Jehovah's Witness.
I'm not going to be a Jehovah's Witness. She's not your pussy. She's not because I'm not able to pussy. Oh, yeah. Don't bring me no book, though, because I'm fucked. I was a little kid, my grandmother took me to this motherfucking carnival when they healed me. And I just looked at him, I was scared. I was like, well, I guess we're out. And then one day I killed some chickens.
Some chicken haters back there. Well, I didn't know Peoria, too.
I'm really
bad. I had to fucking live in fucking church, man. I don't want to into it, you know. Does that mean you don't mind if we actually live in the church, do you?
The same as a funny motherfucker.
Man. You couple marriages makes you beautiful. Yeah. Who's the fucking king? Is the king here, ladies and gentlemen? I've seen these guys try to come up in the last 4 or 5 years and think they were hot shit, man, and had no respect for the art form. You know, stand up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like gunslingers and shit, you know?
Well,
think they're fucking hot shit, man, and the kings are the fucking kings.
America's
a round table.
It's America
way. Oh, you've got to kill the living.
Yeah, where's that pen? That's the way. You got to fucking kill the women.
That's my pen.
On the job.
Yes.
In the subways, in the streets. No matter. On the
Believe me, the sheriff, they aren't.
They aren't that bad. Nobody's bad. But we are fucked up because we're people.
Yeah. Okay, so let's party.
Yeah.
Thanks for cheering us up. We're cheering. We're fucked up and lost, so go home.
I wish I knew something. I don't know shit, but I know that. I'm old enough to know that. I'm a long time motherfucker that's been married 5 times and been loved 5 times. I've been loved. You know what I mean?
Thinking about ours right now, aren't you? You got him crying over here.
No, I was in love, motherfucker.
No, I think you're being real.
I was in love, like you were. When the first time, for the first few months, how long were you married? How long were you together? The shit, that was love. The first, no, not money, money. You think money? I'm talking about love, I ain't got nothing to do with money. It don't have nothing to do, I'm telling you, if a woman loves you, you in grace. You in a state of grace. Because them bitches is tough. They don't give it up. And if they like you or love you or care about you, stay with the bitch as long as you can. When you finish with her, put her ass out. Hey! It's all right.
Talk to women, girl. You know, you look innocent, you're full of shit.
They know what they got, don't they? Oh, yeah, they got the pussy.
Thanks for giving them the pussy! I just give them 45 and I'm out of my house!
Yeah. The pussy, they got it, they know. They got the pussy and they can have the babies.
Oh, and then the guys get together and sign this and make this a fucking balloon. Like, that's going to fulfill the
guys, you'll be coming
here for a reason.
I'm staying between you.
Guys get together and they bowl and they talk shit. And it's, and men are scared. Men are scared to say, God, I wish there was a war. That's what they do. They don't have their life going, fucking Iranians, what did I take care of them? And they can't get laid at home. They go, I wish the fucking Iranians, right?
Yeah, that's only good from 9 to 5 anymore. I'm like, let me think of this one.
Woman making things of shit, right?
At a Walmart bank.
Woman making things of shit you never thought of in your life. You think about your mother.
Look, I'm going home to Mom. I'm going to do something for Mom. Dad's dead, and I'll take care of Mom. And she'll look at you and smile, and guys go, oh, I'm a good person. But then this is just tough. Brother, bitch, bitch, the word bitch, and then people go, don't ever call me bitch. Call him, bitch. Call him, bitch, that's the title of the argument.
I'll be spending the summer on the farm, you know what I mean? Hey, young and fair. Hey, little Sammy, you ever heard of the hay bears? The old trick. It's time to look at that roll of quarters, and I'm glad to find it. Hey, little Sammy, hey!
You ever fucked a dog?
I may or may not have. Is that a great answer? Did this guy get out of there? Did you remember telling the president I may or may not have?
Yeah. Now, see, I look at it another way. Colonel North is a killer.
Yeah.
He's a murdering motherfucker. But he get on the State Department thing, he can talk. He was a Marine. Marines talk from the first day to be killed.
Oh, yeah. He can talk and not raise his voice with a flame in it.
Because he's a murderer.
Don't mind the flame.
Well,
sounds like
it's in. Oh, man, this is beautiful. Life is beautiful.
I didn't think
Poindexter's
getting
it. Poindexter's
shit. Yeah.
He can say it, because he can talk their language.
Well, yeah, but he got an ugly bitch wife at home. He wants to go to jail. Send me the fucking jail, you fuckers. I'll dive in.
No, he can
say it. I'll be everybody's bitch. Poindexter's here! Come on!
Ain't going nowhere because he owned the jail. No, they're different. They're different than us. I mean, we're people sitting here on a Saturday night.
Sunday.
Well, it's still Saturday night to him. You know what I mean?
This is fun, man. I didn't know you were going to drop in. This is cool.
I didn't know I was going to drop in. Like this.
But, oh, yeah. You're probably ducking those bar stools.
I was. I ducked the motherfucking YouTube
back. I'm yelling his fucking bitch's name, throwing the fucking bar stool, making bitch figures.
I come back in and look. I look at people, and I see different things than you see, and that's all right. That's all right, Sam. Go ahead and do your stuff. But can I do something with you?
Sure, I need to take over from now.
I have nothing to do. But it's okay. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
Kinnison, so I'm not following him, I just am here as an appendage. Okay? I'm just here, right. I'm here just as that. Whatever you say. A lot of shit. It's good. It's good for me right now. I need it. I'm drinking Harry.
Scorpio.
Scorpio, my ass. Scorpio this. No, I've been there my last wife, my wife that I haven't known, that I will not have in a couple days.
Keep your ex-wife.
The life that I have now, believe me, my dick is clean enough to serve with some sushi. I am a dick person, because I like some pussy. How can you not love some pussy? There it is, man. I mean, in your mind, some of you women do. All right. You walk in the room, and the first thing you see is the pussy. Look at it, man. You gotta say to yourself, and we think we do shit together, like we trick and all that shit from children. That's how we start as children. We say we're doing, a trick to get the pussy. It ain't no big deal. Fuck the pussy. You don't want it, you'll get it. You guys are laughing, you think I'm crazy. You just let them know you don't want it. And mean it. They'll fucking throw it on you.
No, you're gonna take this pussy.
Hey Rich, what's that?
That's my lighter.
You've been driving the freeways.
No, that's my lighter, sir. A couple of people gave me two of them. I got one of a different kind, but I brought this one. And kissed my ass. I just, as I was saying, I am happy to come out today because I was sitting at home saying, what the fuck? I gotta get it. I need it. It makes my dick hard to hear laughter. It does. I have to come out tonight and get it. I need it because I gotta go back home. It ain't got nothing to do with it. I saw John Holmes. Now, I don't know about, but maybe one black person can come to his dick. Okay, he got the dick of life. Because if I ever walked in the room and saw him fucking a lady I knew, she couldn't fuck me again. I went to the hospital to see him get born out of her pussy. He was born, that's when they're born, not underborn. And no scar came, but he came out of her pussy. It was beautiful. And she sat there with an agony on her fucking face, like, whoop! It was my mom, you know? But fuck the breathing, she said, fuck that. And he fell out in my arms. My son, Steven, fell out in my fucking arms. And I looked at him, man, he was beautiful with all the snot on his head. That's the way babies look. And I just looked at my wife, I said, dear, I'll give you 2 weeks for him to turn black. It's a beautiful child of 2 weeks. So he looks a little like Casper right now. It took a month and now he's alright. We went to Hawaii together, my son and I. My wife and I split up. My son got to go with me, his father, go with me to Hawaii. We went to Hawaii on the plane, and he knows words, and he knows penis, and vagina, and he was going around like, vagina! Sonny, please, no, ma'am, it was nothing. I would say pussy myself. Yeah. But my wife had me home pet, as you call it, house pet, whatever.
Hand pet! Pussy
okay,
wet!
That was me, okay?
Pussy wet!
I wouldn't give a fuck. I was happy. So I went for it. She said, no, tell him it's a penis. Because when I first met him, my son sat on the toilet, sat on the toilet to pee. I said, hey! No, put your ass up! Get up. She said, what's wrong? I said, you can't sit down and just, no. You have to say, take your dick out and... No, take your penis out and in the toilet, sir. Son, turn around, in the toilet. I appreciate you pissing on me, but in the toilet. It was my marriage, I don't know what it was, okay? I know I've been sober for... So, I don't want my mouth. Look, I'll do that, okay? But I want to say this first. These are some things that I think. And I watch the Contra hearings, and I see it ain't got nothing to do with our life. Who are these people? Who are they? They have nothing to do with it. I don't know what a Sandinista is. You ever seen a Sandinista? No, but they tell us and we're angry. Because we come to work the next day and go, did you see that last night? That was good, wasn't it? Ain't got nothing to do with us. They're bullshitting us. They keep us fucked up so we don't deal with something that got to do with us.
Like,
for instance, what? For instance, just us.
Yeah.
We're worth life. I mean, goddamn, there's a lot of life in this room. So we're fucked up. That's all right. God's in heaven, he's watching it, he's saying, this shit, I like this shit. Hey! Yeah! I like these people, they're wonderful. Black and white, I like it all. I made it, fuck, I gotta like it. You know what I mean? They are big in Chinese. Now, we think we bad because we're 200 million. A billion, and it's a billion. Now we're 200 men. Who gonna win?
We will.
I mean, if they walk over here, they gonna fuck us up. And the Arabs got, and you're going, no way. There's no way. See, you're brainwashing to hate somebody you don't know. There's a woman in China sitting in a nightclub, just like you are right now, laughing at some asshole, and saying to her husband the same thing you're saying. No way. Going to kill us is the fact that we're bringing everybody into the country because we're guilty. We're bringing everybody in the country, Vietnamese, and Chinese, and refugees of all types and castes, and they're smarter than us. We're not smart. Remember Japan? We kicked their ass. We dropped a fucking bomb on them in Hiroshima. All right, you want to know who owns the world? Shit! You better start liking black people. please tell your maid you love her? Because this shit is serious, man. Listen to your bullshit is all around us. We're going to be a tourist country. They're coming over here to visit. Yeah. Well, what do you want to do? Go to America? Why not?
Stop him, bro. I'm
going to go to America. We ain't gonna be shit. And all that bullshit our fathers taught us. My father taught me how to hate you all, too. It wasn't just your fathers and mothers. My father's fucked up, too. Plus, I didn't know. I didn't learn that shit when you little. You don't know. Everybody's like, oh, that's right, we're black. And I had that thing, the black thing. There's no black thing. There is no white thing. We are people in our hearts. And if you don't see that, you fucked up. I bought a car, Testarossa. Right. I don't give a fuck what country you live in. This is a bad motherfucking car. Then, I walked in the place, and the man, he tricked me. He said, come here. Sit in it. And I sat in it, and it was like a woman who had the prettiest pussy you ever saw. Save you. Come here and sit down. Shit died in my pussy. And I sat in this car, and it was a brand new car. It smelled good, but the leather, new leather makes you dig on it. And you smell, that's for men. Women don't give a fuck. But I'm telling you, women don't give a fuck. For men.
I'm going to run out of tape. It's only a 90 minute tape.
Nobody had to tell me to hook my seatbelt. Nobody had to tell me to shh. And I said, just move the window out of the store. I'll tell you what I'm doing now. And I drove it, man. I'm telling you, it was the biggest thrill I had going 55 in this motherfucker. Because it had a different 55. Yeah. And I couldn't wait to see a Volkswagen. Because I scared them to death. And they go, and I drove to Vegas. I was going across country, so I drove to Vegas, and my car got an attitude. It did. The Tesla got an attitude and said, look, motherfucker, you're going faster than 55 or what? Better not pull over and get the fuck out. So I had to shift pictures, right? But I asked you, I said, wait, whoa, I want a second. I was dead. And it felt good. You know, all I'm saying, in my life, I should have been 22 to buy this car. I don't give a fuck. I got it now. Oh, shit, man. I'm driving, and I feel it. I feel it as I pass the car. And it drives you mad. You become possessed. And I said, what about that? And it makes that sound, you know, it goes all up through your foot. Oh, goddamn, push it. I hit four of them and make a difference out. Oh, shit, damn. And I can feel it coming up my dick and everything. Well, my heart, I said, oh, that's it. Fit, motherfucker, go on. I'm driving, I hear these cars. I'm the coolest any white boy in the world. The cars are moving the fuck out of my way. saying to myself, shit, I feel like James Dean. Well, that's everybody's hero. Remember James Dean?
Yeah.
And a voice said to me, didn't James Dean die in a car? And I said, oh God, I'm going to die. And this motherfucker.